Hello and welcome to I Want to Grow, and I Want to Grow is all about that, right? We all want to grow. Every single one of us wants to grow. Now, we're here today to celebrate 90 years of the British Council. 90 years. Can you just imagine how many people they've helped over the years? Incredible. Today, we have a wonderful guest that is one of those people that has done so much for other people, as well as with the British Council. Miad, nice to have you on the podcast. Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Hello. First of all, thank you for having me here and celebrating with the British Council. Actually, I'm a student of the British Council since 1992.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And I'm happy to say I'm also part of the alumni of the UK students because of my studies in Leicester City.
Leicester.
Yes.
The football team.
Yes. And I was there actually during the year they won the league.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So my name is Miad El Imadi. I work as an executive director of events and fan experience and the Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy. I've done 12 years of preparation for the World Cup. I've done community engagement, community outreach, and volunteering programs, and a lot of ad hoc events that happened to came to Supreme Committee. I'm proudly saying that we've successfully managed to prepare for the World Cup and beyond. Which is something was in the vision of Qatar, not only hosting a successful World Cup, but also putting Qatar in the map for everyone to be welcome to Qatar and visit Qatar through the years.
You've done an incredible job. The word legacy, okay? The word legacy. Wow, you've helped that legacy here in Qatar, because all the work that you've put in with that World Cup was a huge success, and it's touched so many people's lives right now. But the dream doesn't finish there at the end of. You're doing so many different wonderful things with the Supreme Committee right now. It's incredible.
Thank you very much. I was also lucky not only to put a legacy that is tangible, working with people, working with communities, working with locals, volunteers. It kept also very soft legacy that will be in everyone's mind, and it will be a very nice memory for everyone when they think about the World Cup, especially because this time they could attend, they could create those memories themselves, not behind the TV.
It was just incredible for me. It's going to stay with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
I met my superhero, which was David Beckham. So we were doing the fan engagement.
The fan engagement, yeah.
And with Indica. I don't know if you...
Indica.
We were doing this. But it was just phenomenal the way that it brought people together. I've been living here since 2008. So it's no different to me. This is what to expect with Qatar. But everybody's impression and everybody's kind of expectation was far exceeded. because of the way that you've put this World Cup on. It was unbelievable. It was incredible. And it's going to stay with me forever.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy journey, to be honest. And, you know, and we all know what we've been through.
Yeah, of course.
To come to this point. But it was amazing how everybody, or how Qatar could change the perception of everybody around the world of other countries hosting the World Cup, giving the opportunities for the others to host such a big sporting event. We say the biggest sporting event. So it's great how like a small country had all this dedication to prove to the world that yes, we can do it, and we can do it differently, and we can do it, and everyone will remember this.
What I loved is I loved about everybody coming together. Doesn't matter where you came from, everybody come together and celebrated, and it was a magnificent achievement.
We always wanted to this to be a family oriented tournament, and I think we reached to this point to say yes, everybody was welcomed, but then everyone felt home with their kids. They had everything to do with their families, the schedules. Always we managed to keep family first whenever we planned anything.
Yeah. And it was incredible. And I'm always talking about the World Cup because for me it was incredible. I never queued up for any, going into any football game. Everything was running well. The logistics, everybody was looked after. It was incredible. And I think it was something to be very proud of. But let me talk about your journey as well. You say you kind of you've been with the British Council, and you've been involved with the British Council for many years
now.
Yes. And you were a part of the alumni back in the UK in Leicester. How did that have a role in your life? How did that start you off with the British Council for later years?
You know, being with or working with the British Council, for us before it was like, oh, it's a center of excellence where they provide English courses and that's it for us. We were young, we come to the classes and we thought it's only British Council is only that. But then growing up and working very closely with the community engagement division and approached by Mr. Wasim, who was a great support through the years to bridge the gaps between the local and the UK communities here in Doha, or not only the UK community here in Doha, but also the leaders in cultural sector, the leaders in the festival sectors, to bridge the gap and provide all those insights for the Supreme Committee and showcase how we can bring all of this together without forgetting our culture and our identity and our local flavor.
I think that's one thing that stood out for me when we've interviewed nearly 50 people now talking about the British Council, and the British Council had been a big part of their lives in one way or another. And I was even at a majlis last night, and I just brought up the fact that I was doing quite a few interviews. The conversation went on for an hour and a half about the British Council and how it's played a role in so many different people's lives. But with you, it's a little bit more than with your alumni and going to Leicester and the education side of it. And you talk about this cultural, bringing the cultures together. I think that's what the British Council stands for. I think it's that relationship, that special relationship.
Yeah, and I remember when I was in the FIFA master class, and Leicester was my first point before I moved to Milan and Neuchâtel in Switzerland. And I had a colleague from the US who approached me and told me, you know, Miad, I had to read a lot before I meet you to understand how to deal with you or how to talk to you or how to even say hi, because I know nothing about you guys. And I was trying to make sure to go smoothly when I meet you. I don't know what is right, what is wrong, what can I do, what I cannot do, what can I say and what I cannot say when I'm with you. So I was like, wow. But we had all those institutions in Doha who prepared us to meet other people, to understand other cultures, and to understand how to, because it wasn't difficult for me to meet Indians or to meet Filipinos or even to meet people from the UK or Paris or wherever, because Qatar prepared us for this, all of those multicultural communities that are working with us, that are studying with us. We never felt it would be difficult for someone to come, but then you understand that all of those interactions during the festivals or during the your study or all of this create those opportunity for other people to understand you better and to change the perception and the stereotype that is around the Arab world, which was great for me because the starting point was changing the perception for 32 people who were against Qatar having the World Cup to change their mindset to following the World Cup and coming and visiting Qatar before and during the World Cup. And then other than that, dealing with international institutes and international companies and working with them to like bridge all those strategies together, to bring all the ideas together and make a difference, it's something else. Those things that made a change. And I think British Council was a big reason why today we are in this mindset.
What I'm really impressed with you, this is the first time I've met you, but what I'm impressed with you is that you've started, it couldn't have been easy in the very beginning. And it was a difficult thing to, but you've become now all of a sudden, well, I say all of a sudden, you're now becoming a leader where you've gained all of that experience that you're going to share with people all around the world.
You said the word legacy, and I think this is the human legacy Qatar wanted to create when they trusted their people, they trusted women, they trusted everyone that they came together and could deliver something this big. And I think it's our time now to pass all those lessons learned from preparing for this tournament and hosting this tournament to the future generation, and to speak about who were our friends of success. And this is part of the legacy this tournament created. And the richest one is the human legacy, I think.
You're the perfect reason why Qatar's so great. It's like with you saying those type of things is pretty special. Let's go back a little bit as well. But when before the World Cup, you did so much work where with Oman. I know that there was some stuff that you worked with Oman, and there were so many things. Can you tell us about some of those experiences?
Yes, this was an invitation with the British Council to attend a festival in Oman and meet the leaders in the region and to see how can we collaborate during the World Cup or building up to the World Cup and how we can collaborate, especially that, you know, that the GCC culture is very similar. Yes, there is a bit differences between here and there, but then the culture, the hospitality, the language, the music, everything, it's very similar and very connected. So it was a very great festival to meet those leaders and to share the knowledge and share some of the challenges we had back then, and then find the ways how to support in one way or another to bring all those challenges and make them a point of power, not a challenge.
And did it have an effect? Did it have a positive effect, what you learned in that time for the World Cup?
Yes, it had a great effect, and it built our network, and we had those people delivering some of the things during or some of the festival during the World Cup, especially Saudi, and which we have the Saudi House and during the coronation, which was very successful. And you know, Saudis had their team playing and winning Argentina,
yeah.
And it was something
special
that was highlighted during the World Cup. Those kind of festivals and participating in those kind of festivals not only create those opportunity, but also create this continuous interaction and continuous learning journey between us and them, and what works and what doesn't work. So we learn from each other's mistake, and we talk about what is successful, and then we try to adjust it to our events, to our community engagement outreach programs, and also to our mindset, what works, what doesn't, and how can we make it better. And especially with when you talk about culture and how it's been digitalized, you know, with the AI, with the social media, with everything that goes on and the trends that comes, how we can still keep and make this culture authentic while keep with the trends and with the new generation trends that comes every now and then, and we need to be up to date with this.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Again, it really is, to see the progress, and that's, again, we were talking about this last night, in the sense that seeing all the progress that's made for the positive. And we were saying it seems like Qatar is they're like, in the nicest possible way, I've got 4 children and 6 grandchildren, and when you were young kids, you had no fear. And that's what Qatar's never had, is they've never had any fear. No matter what's put in front of them, they always seem to succeed. They succeed because they got no fear. They just want progress. And that's what I love about what you've achieved with the legacy.
Yes, no fear. But if you look back and you look how what we went through during the preparation, starting from the media attacks, then it comes the blockade, then the corona. It's also, it was a learning process for us. We put the plan A, we have this coming, we put plan B, we had the blockade, we put the plan C, we had corona, and it goes on and on. So it's not only no fear, but also it was a tough learning journey for the country that we learned from, and we always take that challenge to be better for ourselves and for the future generation. Today, when I look, when I travel and I look everywhere, and then I come to Qatar, you know, and I know you feel the same, clean, safe, hospitable. I don't know. It's a different feeling, even for me as a Qatari. I know how it feels because I travel a lot and I see other countries and I see the struggles there. So, and this comes from having a great leadership, first of all, that focused first and the education and the health system and the safety and security of people, and then also bringing everything else from entertainment sectors, either being at football tournaments, being at festivals, musical web summit concerts, you know, everything that comes to our mind, we brought it all together in one country.
We spoke about a huge learning process. But you look at it and you see the ripples the British Council had in the beginning and all the way through. It's phenomenal what they've done. How do you see yourself working with the British Council in the future?
Of course, yeah, being in the event sector, there is a very important element in the event. It's when you create those events and do all those planning and creative work, it's for one reason, for people to have good time and to have this smile on their face. So you cannot put, you will be able to put a wonderful event. Without people, it won't be successful. And I think this is the soft element that always British Council could had an addition to any event, to bring people, to bring their knowledge and their culture and share it with others in Qatar, which is something we are very keen to work with the British Council and for the future and for forever, you know. Bringing people together is something that the whole world is trying to maintain and trying to bring. We say football brings everyone together, but putting any event, it's meant to have the people element in it, and British Council, they have the master in this.
And that's a wonderful statement that they're going to love listening to. And there's only one thing that, what would be the message that you wanted to give them for the next 90 years?
You know, British Council for 90 years, they've done an amazing job. I think for 52 years or 53 years in Doha, they've done great with me, with the upcoming generation, and for everyone. And I know for sure for the communities here in Doha. So I wish them the best. I wish them all the success, and I hope we can be part of this success through the years with the great events that we can deliver together.
Wonderful, again, wonderful words. The most difficult thing I'm going to ask you now is, what is that one word, just one word, that describes them the best for you?
One word that describes it, I think it would be empowerment. Empowerment could describe our relation very well, because empowering people, empowering the events by bringing the mindsets that can enrich the event sector, and empowering the stakeholder relationship between everyone and maintaining this. It's not an easy job, and I think British Council managed it very well.
And on that note, thank you so much for spending time with us, and thank you for saying the most wonderful words about the British Council.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I look forward to looking at your successes in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much indeed.